This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A 43-year-old man shot and killed at least 9 people in Hanau, a suburb of Frankfurt, Germany, overnight. And federal prosecutors have taken over the investigation. Authorities are saying there were apparent racist motives. The AP's Charles Ledesma has a report.
The gunman first attacked a hookah bar, a commercial establishment where people gather to smoke flavored tobacco in central Hanau, killing several people before heading elsewhere and opening fire again, claiming more victims. Witnesses and surveillance videos of the suspect's getaway car led authorities quickly to his home near the scene of the second attack, where he was found dead. Officials say the attacks appear to have been motivated by far-right beliefs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Hanau attack comes amid growing concerns that far-right violence in Germany is becoming a fact of life. China is reporting its biggest daily drop in new coronavirus cases since the outbreak began more than 2 months ago. Beijing's National Health Commission said there were just 394 confirmed new cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday, down from the 1,749 the previous day. This represents the steepest one-day falloff since last month. Meanwhile, the death toll tops 2,100, while the number of confirmed virus infections stands at well over 74,000. U.S. President Donald Trump's longtime friend and confidant, Roger Stone, is in a federal courtroom at this hour, awaiting sentencing for his conviction on charges of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice. Prosecutors initially suggested that Stone serve 7 to 9 years in prison. But U.S. Attorney General William Barr overruled him, saying their recommendation was too harsh. Still, there are signs in the courtroom today that the issue of threatening a witness should lead to an enhanced sentence for Stone. Trump congratulated William Barr last week for taking charge of the Stone case. More news at VOAnews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.